Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Will Israel, CBN News is reporting, will Israel act alone on Iran's nuclear threat? And hopefully we're going to get a chance to be able to, they have a ministry. Iran, who we did not help with the Green Party, who asked us for help when all this Arab Spring was going on. And I'm not saying that she's not an American and she's not loyal to America or anything like this, but it is something to bring up that our president's chief advisor was born in Iran and we didn't help Iran get free. And we're, our current administration saying lift the sanctions off of Iran, and Iran saying, hey, we want, and our president said to go back to the 67 undefensible border lines in Iran. And now we're actually finding out that Iran has a ministry. That, I mean, like, you have the Ministry of Education, you have the minister, we would say Secretary of State or so, ministry. They have a ministry for radical Islam to be able to fuel it wherever. That's what they fund it.
Wow.
They fund that. And so they fund that. And they think about it. And it's like, and we're supporting that. Our current leadership is supporting this whole thing, this ministry against what we're fighting against. And it's like, wait a minute. You had us remove their names from all the FBI, according to Michelle Bachmann, removed the name of radical Islam and any negative viewpoints of them being our adversary. Now, Iran has a ministry to fuel radical Islam. They have a governmental office to fuel it. We didn't support them in the Green Party. They're wanting to annihilate Israel. They're wanting to also do the same thing with America. That and they're saying they're moments away from getting nuclear weapons, which changes the paradigm of the world at that one moment. And it's like, whose side are you on? Oh, Alinsky. Will Israel act alone in regards to the Iranian nuclear threat? Iran has a ministry. We have Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Education. They have a Secretary of, but it's called a ministry of radical Islam to promote it anywhere in the world. And it's like, hello? I mean, we pulled, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, any regards to this ministry of radical Islam out of Iran, out of our FBI library, CIA library, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann. And we have former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's right-hand assistant, a leader and mother, a leader reportedly in the Muslim Brotherhood, I mean, high up leadership in the context of that. And her husband was running for mayor of New York, and it didn't work out too well. But immediately, another man's running now for the mayor of New York, who taught his history is and according to the New York Times, reports that his some of his fondest memories is when he was involved with a communist part of his life.
Wow!
And it's like, this is what's happening. You're looking at America being fundamentally transformed. Some are hoping, pushing hard, into a socialism form of government, into socialism. And socialism always pretty much ends up into communism. But the biggest thing that happens is God gets pulled out of the picture. Because men are going to begin to create what they call the utopia that does not end up well. Well, we're going to be hearing from CBN News. They're interviewing, talking about what's taking place in Israel right now. You know, that they're going to have to respond because it's not just Israel's worst nightmare. It's everybody in the West, because he's going to mention the fact that that Greece, you have Greece, you have Cyprus right outside of Israel. You know, so if Israel gets taken out, then you got Cyprus, and they'll just mull right over Cyprus, and they go right into Greece, and it's like the West. I mean, that 300 and something million Muslims pushing radical Islam, running over Israel, a democracy, and just barreling its way over I can't think of this particular nation. I just said its name, but then on into Greece.
Cyprus,
which is just, you know, Paul landed on Cyprus and talked about it in Crete. And it goes right into Greece.
Right.
And it's like, This is a threat to the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nuclear power in the hands of Iran is a threat to the world. And if they get it, and they say they're moments away from getting it now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here we are at this one moment. We have pumped, promoted the ministry of radical Islam out of Iran. Mm-hmm. We have the chief advisor for the president is Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran. Mm-hmm. The chief advisor for the Secretary of State was the daughter of big-time leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. We've empowered the Muslim Brotherhood, and still today in our in our narrative are talking like Morsi was a sane option, why Egypt is writing us off for what we have done, because they don't like the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's like, what are we doing? The whole world's being turned over. I don't know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.